Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Absolutely loaded this morning and this week with the Cowboys taking on the Saints. Thursday Night Football airing right here on DFW Sports Station. It's Sean Sharif and RJ Choppy on 105.3 The Fan. Troy Hughes running things as always. Mike McCarthy said yesterday that Dan Quinn is going to be running the show. And this makes the most sense. Dan Quinn has all the head coaching experience from Atlanta from 2015 to 2020. He's familiar with the game day operations and communicating with all the different coaches and managing the timeouts and all the other game day mechanics that come with this. The only thing I worry about
is a lead.
No, not a lead. The only thing I'm worried about is, you know, Dan Quinn is now going to be in control of the defense from the sideline. He was obviously more comfortable with doing it upstairs. But look, if you can't, and this is a team that just lost to the Raiders, who, you all right?
My bad.
Is that the coffee cup?
Yep.
This is a team that just lost to the Raiders without Darren Waller and Crosby. Like that, yeah. that gets forgotten about. Oh, yeah. Waller and Crosby are both missing for the second half, and the Cowboys lost that game on Thanksgiving. So I know there's a lot of referee blame, but look at yourselves in the mirrors when they're missing their two best players on each side of the ball. Now it's going to be Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill is getting first team reps with the New Orleans Saints at quarterback. Is that a gift from the football gods, or would you rather have Trevor Siemian as the Saints are on a current losing streak?
Look, Trevor Siemian didn't any good at either, but like Taysom Hill's probably the worst passer in the NFL.
But he can run it.
Yeah, he can run it. He can run it. Like, would you be scared of Tim Tebow? Probably not. And you know, is he a better passer than Tebow? Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is a better passer than Tim Tebow. But no, I'm not scared about this. This is probably the worst quarterback thrower in the National Football League. The guy didn't have a job. He's in and out of. He's been a role player, a bit player, not even a pocket knife. He's been a distraction. That's what he's been, right? For his whole career. Yeah, he's getting paid. He's the most highly paid distraction I've ever seen.
Taysom Hill filling in for Drew Brees last year, 3-1 record, completed 72% of his passes, 834 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks, ran for 209 yards with 4 scores, also fumbled 6 times, losing 3 of them. So Taysom Hill, it looks like, is going to be taking over for Siemian. I would bet the Cowboys right now. I would go to Vegas or I would get online and bet the Cowboys in this game. You know what the spread is? Don't look. Or do you have it up on your computer?
I do not know. 5.5.
4.5. Cowboys are favored by 4.5 right now. Did this get moved and adjusted because Mike McCarthy's out? Because it was a little bit higher a couple of days ago.
It got moved a half point.
Okay.
So, coach is worth a half point. Now, that may have been before the move anyway. I'd go see the exact time that this thing moved. I'll tell you right now. This line moved from... It started at 6. Okay? It started at 6.
Yeah.
Several days ago. And it's been moved. You know what? It moved yesterday at 4:30. 5 o'clock.
So they knew. This has been haunting me a little bit since yesterday. Should we have gotten this out of McCarthy that he was positive, if he was positive? What do y'all think? I'm like 50-50 in Mike McCarthy interviews. When they win and we can talk about like overall football, he's phenomenal, I think. When they lose and we have to ask him like pressing questions like we do to Jerry this morning at 8:30, I'm like really uncomfortable. Like I don't know. He doesn't give anything. I'm not asking like the correct question, bumbling, fumbling, too long and drawn out. When he told us yesterday that he was isolating or that he moved into the Omni by himself away from his family, should we have followed up, Troy, with are you good? That's what's been haunting me since yesterday. Should we have gotten that out of Mike McCarthy if he knew at the time, 24 hours ago, that he was positive?
I mean, the problem with that is that some people will say, why is that your business to ask, are you good? Are you positive? Yeah. You know, you may be stepping over a line. When he originally said that yesterday, I actually tweeted out at Tommy Sledge yesterday morning at 6:30 because that was a news story to me that he was in a hotel taking precautions and being safe. But as far as, you know, should we have gotten it out of him? You know how the Cowboys are. They've been on with us for the last 10 years, and they will make their announcements when they're good and ready.
I know, but it pisses me off when, like, I'm going to start being a little bit of a jerk to McCarthy with these questions. Whoa. Like, because it ticks me off when an hour later with the rest of the media, then he announces it or he gets out. Like, come on, you can tell us.
Yeah, tell us.
I think it's a really good chance that he did not know. They test in the morning. You know, they test in the morning. If they're going to test every, you know, they test in the morning and then you find out however much a lot of time later.
Said his only symptom has been a scratchy throat and that he did inform the players at the end of the virtual team meeting yesterday.
Yeah, Jori Epstein from the USA Today. She was the one who, by the way, thanks to her, she created us properly, unlike some other people, for what we got out of Mike McCarthy. She's the one that said that he actually found out yesterday morning at 7:30. So it was like an hour or so after our interview.
She said he probably tested right before the interview. He probably tested right before the interview and then found out an hour later.
So McCarthy's the fourth head coach to miss a game while in COVID protocol since last year. Stefanski missed the Browns playoff game. Kingsbury missed. And Nagy missed for Chicago. Other than McCarthy, no new positive COVID tests for the Cowboys yesterday. But we're dealing with eight people in protocol. Terrence Steele's out, McCarthy, Joe Philbin, the offensive line coach, Jeff Blasco, Scott Tolzien, Harold Nash, Kendall Smith, Cedric Smith, and like their strength and conditioning team, according to Nick Eatman, wiped out. Neville Gallimore had his 21-day practice window activated yesterday. DeMarcus Lawrence still in his window as well. Zeke and CeeDee Lamb were full practice participants. So it doesn't look like Zeke is going to be shelved for Tony Pollard on Thursday night. And obviously it's good news that CeeDee Lamb is back. Yeah. Amari Cooper was back at practice or back at the facility, but not practicing. So that's where we stand with the updates.
Look, this is good news that they're going to have guys back. It's good news that nobody else seems to have tested positive for new or Psy or Omicron or whatever they want to call it.
Well, McCarthy told us that yesterday. He's like, yeah, we just all tested. We're all cleared. We were all clear. And then bam, he goes on the list.
All clear. But that new variant, they got the new variant thing. You never know what's going to wind up happening.
Okay. So the impact and your concern with McCarthy not being there and Dan Quinn replacing him.
You know, as long as Kellen is, you know, they're allowed to do their own jobs and you know, Kellen is able to, you know, call the plays, not to worry about anything else. It's probably not a big deal. Dan Quinn's a capable coach. He went to a Super Bowl for crying out loud.
Yeah.
It's not like he is a complete nincompoop. All right. He'll be fine.
Yeah. I was half joking, but not, I guess the other half was I wasn't joking yesterday in crosstalk saying, I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned. I prefer Dan Quinn over Kellen Moore and Bones Fossil. I don't know what the hell Bones would do out there, okay? I don't know how many fakes and tricks he would come up with. And Kellen, and that this hasn't been talked about enough probably, Kellen's got his own stuff to worry about, all right? Kellen needs to get this offense right. Dak Prescott's been struggling. Well, Kellen Moore is going to have to go ahead along with that. Blogging the Boys has had some great breakdowns on the Cowboys offense and how they've been attacking differently. It hasn't been good. So in the last five games, they've scored 20 points. Now, the first of those games came with a backup quarterback, so I won't even count that one. They scored 16 against Denver. They exploded for 40-plus against Atlanta, 9 against the Chiefs, and then they did come on against the Raiders, but it was a slow start. Like, Dak had to be on fire at the end of that game to put up points against the Raiders, who, again, were missing Max Crosby. So I want Kellen focusing on the offense. This defense is inconsistent.
Yeah.
So I'm not that worried about Dan Quinn leaving the booth, because you don't know what you're going to get with this Cowboys defense anyway, and he can be down on the field watching Taysom Hill try to run, because that's the only chance that New Orleans has.
Oh, that's it. That's all the chance they have.
Well, and dump offs to Kamara.
Yep.
Kamara,
that's about it.
Kamara tweeted kind of his Aaron Rodgers type message after missing three games. I'm on it for the great Alvin Kamara.
Wonder if he has COVID toe, though. If he has COVID toe, it could be much, much more different.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text to hit us up here on Sean and RJ. Tristan Hill suspended for the next two games after the punch that he threw at Raiders guard John Simpson. So he's appeared in three games this year. Man, what a total irrelevant bust this kid has been. A second-round pick. I forgot that he was a second-round pick. Has appeared in three games this year. 8 tackles, and he was on the field for about half the Cowboys' defensive snaps against the Raiders. Now, some Tolos want us to ask Jerry about the rules and the guys that are making these decisions. Mm. John Runyon, some former NFC East guys.
Yeah, Troy Vincent. Come on,
Troy
guys.
Troy Vincent cracking down on the Cowboys. It is a fair point about Kadarius Toney. What happened to Kadarius Toney, who threw a punch and was ejected from the Giant game?
Because that was his punishment. He was ejected from the game.
Okay, I'm getting ready to call him Tristan Hill.
I know, right?
Jerry. He's gone for two.
Yeah, he should only be gone for...
So he's gone at the end. So he's gone for what? A few minutes at the end of that game versus two games? That's not an even punishment.
It's not an even punishment, but I think that they do view post... I'm assuming. And if I was in their shoes, I would view after-game incidents more harshly than in-game incidents. In-game, I could say...
I agree.
Heat of the moment.
Yeah.
After-game, the game's over. There is no moment anymore. Go to the locker room. Yeah, I don't necessarily think that... Like, I think that's fan stuff where, oh, well, they played for this team, therefore they have a bias for this team. People have a job to do. People have pride in the job they have. You know, not everybody is as seedy as we are. You know, I would do something like this. You know, the University of Florida has them. I'm suspending them all if I'm the commissioner. They're just going to be suspended just for anything.
Around the rest of the NFL, Christian McCaffrey will miss the remainder of the season because of a left ankle injury. Since signing his, and I'm going to probably end up being wrong on this one, since signing his 4-year, $64 million extension, McCaffrey will have played in only 10 of 33 games when you total up the end of this year. 10 of 33 games. But the man that RJ picked over Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook. Are you waiting are you waiting with anticipation for this injury update on your fantasy team?
No, stopped caring months ago.
Mike Zimmer said he did not tear his labrum. He's somehow day-to-day. I don't know about all that. When you look at him getting carted off, but Mike Zimmer did not want to give any injury updates, but Dalvin Cook apparently day-to-day, and Zimmer did not want to give any additional detail. So that's where we stand. Christian McCaffrey gone for the year. And then yesterday we didn't have time to get into this, but another father has gone at Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Hunt Sr.
Yes.
Takes to social media. This headline I think got a little bit twisted. This was, you know, evil media at work. The headline is Kareem Hunt Sr. calls Baker Mayfield scared. Well,
he's hurt.
That's kind of what he was trying to say. Here's what he said on Facebook. I'm stating facts on football, and what we see is he's limping. He's scared to throw the ball, and they know he's hurt. I'm not jeopardizing nothing. I got a right to speak. I ain't posting no video. So that is a little tribute to Odell Beckham Sr.
Yes.
Who got his son out of town and on over to L.A. So he mixed in the injuries there. I think he's trying to say Baker's not the same while throwing it. That's at least how I would spin it if I was Kareem Hunt Jr. in that locker room.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, he clearly is not playing fantastic football. How much of that is that he's not any good, and how much of that is that he's hurt? You know, he was
since week 9, he's completed 50% for 496. It's 5.5 yards per attempt, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks, passer rating 65.
Yeah, that's not good.
He's hurt.
Yeah, he is hurt. And they need to put Case Keenum out there.
Yes.
They're a better team with Case Keenum right now. They might be a better team long term with Case Keenum. I don't know.
And then Stefanski to the media, when they asked, are you going to bench Maker? He goes, no, why would we do that? Why? Tell me. He said back to the reporter, tell me why we would do that. And I'd be like, because you don't have any offense. Because he's not playing well, coach. So that was Stefanski getting a little hype with the Browns media the other day.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No, it's Jock Peterson coming out on deck. And a high drive into deep right field. Seager has done it again and tied up the game 3-3.
You know where that's from. It's Sean and RJ on your home of Rangers baseball. Jerry Jones will join us live at 8:30 this morning. The Rangers pulled it off. They stunned the sports world by getting the deal done for Corey Seager from the Dodgers. It's a 10-year, $325 million deal. He is your new shortstop, and you have a new middle of your baseball team. Building up the middle.
Yeah.
A lot of people say go ahead and do that to begin your core and try to just strengthen your team. That's the first step you need to make. And Marcus Semien will go along with Corey Seager, Jeff Passan, who I was texting along with yesterday.
I
forgot that Passan was with us in Kansas City too. He was the Royals beat reporter for our radio station. And he says just the best middle infield in Major League Baseball. The Rangers pay $500 million for the best middle infield in the entire sport.
Yeah, it probably is. I'm trying to think what else would be in the running. It probably is the best middle infield in the game.
Mets thought they had it for a second last year until they started playing games and giving the fans middle fingers.
I'm just thinking around the sport. I mean, it's, you know, Houston. Obviously, when they had Correa and Altuve, you know, that's better than this. This is better than the Yankees, Torres and, you know, Glaber and LeMahieu. Not a ton better, but it's better. Especially if Glaber stinks now.
So, look, we always roll our eyes. Well, first off, tell us about Corey Seager as a player, why this is such a big deal.
He is, when he's healthy, and that's the big thing, when he is healthy, this is a guy who can win an MVP. That's why this is a big deal. This is a guy that could carry your team in the postseason. That's why this is a big deal. He's not a generational player. I don't think he's as good as Correa, but, you know, you have a left-handed hitting guy who plays the most premier position in the sport.
How good is he defensively?
You know, I don't get into defensive number. I don't know. Those defensive metrics, I don't care about.
Why?
Because I don't care about defense. I'll be honest with you. I don't care about defense. Lord. Can you rake? Okay. Can you mash? Can you look the pitcher in the eye and take his soul? And that's what I care about. When you round third, do you wink at his girlfriend in the stands? That's all I care about. Whether or not he makes the great play, you know, these defensive runs saved, I know a lot of guys on this, it's not a great stat. It's a good stat. It's not great. I don't get in all that defensive crap. Just rake the ball, okay? Mash it. That's all I care about. So, and that's what he's here for. We're not here. Nobody's showing up to see him turn a 4-6-3. All right, we're showing up to see him hit one 463, and that's what he can do. He can hit. He is a great baseball player. He is a great hitter, and he was the only thing good about that call because Vince Scully stinks, all right, that we played. It was the only thing good about it. That old man, retire. Thank all right. God.
The Rangers have spent more money in the last 2 days than they have at any time in franchise history. Anytime in franchise history. John Heyman says Seager's going to get a $5 million signing bonus on this deal. Limited, no trade, no opt-out. Evan Grant, 2 weeks ago, said that they were planning to add up to $100 million to this upcoming payroll. So far, they've added about $76 million worth. Let's be greedy.
Yeah, why not?
Let's be selfish.
25 more mil?
What's next? Bring old Highland Park back here.
I'd rather somebody who is in
to be done.
Let's get in the prime, guys. Let's get in the prime. Okay, they have these age regression models that the sport uses for free agency. I mean, let's take it out. We ignored it with Simeon.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm okay with that. Let's not ignore it again, especially with the pitcher. Do not go for an aging guy. I know.
The Mets just gave Scherzer 3-for-130
yeah.
at the age of 36. The $43 million salary sets a record.
Yep.
Gerrit Cole was getting 36 a year. Max Scherzer is going to get 43 a year. Actually, he's 37, becomes the oldest player in history to sign a $100 million contract. Kevin Brown was 33 when he signed the first $100 million deal in history in 1998. That'd be a trivia question I would lose. That Kevin Brown signed
first
the first
yep.
one mm-hmm. in history in 1998. And here are the Mets now, the NL version of the Rangers, spending $124.5 million in Marte, Escobar, and they got another Mark Canha after losing Noah Syndergaard and Steven Matz. But that's just age going along with Scherzer. They're different types of pitchers.
They're different types of pitchers, and Scherzer's velocity has maintained better than Kershaw's.
Yeah.
Kershaw, let's just go back a couple of years. You know, he was in the 94s. And now he is 90, 89, 90, 91.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go down that road. Now we've seen pitchers who have lost their velocity and still found ways to be quality pitchers.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Glavine lost a little bit of velocity, but he never relied on velocity. Kershaw didn't really rely on velocity either. We saw, you know, Mussina lose some velocity and become and still be a quality pitcher. But I don't know that I want to pay for it. When you have a guy like a, you know, like if you had Kershaw already on contract, you're fine with it. To sign him to a new shiny deal, yeah, I mean, he's going to sell tickets, but
yeah,
this team has put themselves in a position right now where if they get an in their prime pitcher, you know, you got something here. You know, like, and that doesn't mean that Clayton Kershaw doesn't have 3-4 good years left in him. He might. But when you look at some of the numbers, the velocity numbers, do you really want to go down the road of paying a 33, 34-year-old guy $20, $25 million a year to continue to lose velocity at the risk that he has done?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want to do that. So go get a pitcher out there who is available, who's got some velocity.
Stroman's
left
out there.
I mean, I like Stroman, but Stroman is...
He's 30.
Well, and that age is not a problem, but you know, Marcus Stroman is, and I have to go look at his...
While you look that up, let me just give you the update on what else happened. So Scherzer signed, and then Robbie Ray. How about Robbie Ray's story? David Hellman's the perfect guest for today at 9:20. We have to talk about his new head coach at LSU. Why didn't Amari Cooper practice yesterday? He's also a Mariners fan. They gave Robbie Ray 5 for $115. Robbie Ray went from one of the worst starting pitchers in the majors to Cy Young winner. This is a crazy turnaround.
Yeah.
He had been a free agent after the 2020 year, after leading the bigs with 45 walks in 51 innings. He had a 6.64 ERA. And he said, I'm going to bet on myself 1 year, $8 million with Toronto. He wins the Cy Young. He gets 5 for $115 with the Mariners. So Robbie Ray's off the table. Scherzer's off the table. Stroman is there. Kershaw is there. And you get kind of like a tier three guy in Alex Cobb, someone like that. Granky, 38 years old.
Yeah, I want to stay away from the age. And I'll tell you why. This team is if they're not ready to win today, and that was one of the risks with Semien. Like, you know, Semien would be perfect. And MLB Network talked about this yesterday. Like, you know, the Rangers got a really good player in Semien, but like they thought this is a guy who is going to go to a team ready to win now.
Yeah.
Because by the time that the Rangers might be ready to win, you know, what is Semien outside of his prime? I mean, at 31, you know, these age regression situations, yes. they always say, you know, 26 to 31 is your prime in baseball. Now, there are give and takes. Like, Beltre was obviously better after 31, seemingly, than he was before.
Nelly Cruz didn't go away.
So there are guys that definitely sustain, but maybe Semien is that player.
I think what you're saying is it's important for us to keep resetting what we think, what I think the mission is, the goal. This upcoming year for the Rangers is about eyes and ears. Eyes and ears. In this market, no one cared. We stopped caring. They became irrelevant. There was no reason to go. There was no reason to listen. There was no reason to watch. So for me, you're not going to become this instant contender. Maybe you can surprise if the contenders in the division fall apart. Oakland is looking to trade away. The Astros are going to lose Correa. So right now it's about getting your fan base reinterested and getting baseball to remember that you actually exist. And then in the next year and the year after that, hopefully you can take advantage of Semien and Seager,
yeah,
and you know whatever other pitchers you add.
Yeah, now like my concern,
and they haven't messed with their farm system either.
No, that's true. My concern is though that, like, you know, bad success, they skip steps. You know, they bought from a position that they shouldn't have bought from.
Yeah, but here's my question. Here's my counter to Bassick. Whose progression did we stop? I'm not worried about stopping Nick Solak or IKF's progression. Like who?
IKF doesn't have progression. I mean, yeah. he is what he is.
Yeah.
No, you didn't stop progression. No. But the concern is that, you know, the Angels do this, what the Rangers just did. They do this quite often.
Yeah.
They sign big dollar guys, but they skip steps. The way to, and there is no right or wrong way to do it. But, like, theoretically, the way to do it is sign a ton of guys, $560 million worth of players, in an off season where you have a good young core. that you could build around. You can't win. You know, the Angels have Ohtani, Trout, and Rendon, and they can't buy a win.
Yeah.
All right. Trout is better than anything the Rangers have, and Ohtani is better than anything we have, and they can't buy wins.
Yep.
And Ohtani does both pitch and hit. So it's not, you know, two guys is not going to make an entire team. That's why you've got to have other guys around it. This is a good start, but it is an odd thing to buy from the position they were in.
And then, but again, they had
you had, I'm okay with it.
We had to become relevant. We were irrelevant. This isn't Kansas City or San Francisco or Boston where the fan base is going to be totally in if you're winning 70 games. This is LA Light. We're Diet Los Angeles. You got to give us some flash. You got to give us some fanfare. Yeah. We have Luka Doncic, and half of this is the crappy Bally Network. But there's not a lot of care.
No.
For the Mavericks. We have Luka, like, becoming a legendary player. He's going to the Hall of Fame. We know that already, and it's like, okay. Are you dying to turn on the Mavs to watch Luka Doncic? The answer is no. That's the type of market we are, and I think the Rangers had to play to that and had to get – I mean, how many Ranger games – ask yourself, and we need to answer it honestly. We talked about it in the elevator one time. How many Ranger games did you watch last year from beginning to end?
After July – after I was after Cowboys training camp – okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
Right. I know you will. Hey. You were honest about the NBA.
When I came back from Cowboys – okay, so we went to Cowboys at late July. Then I went to Michigan for golf. When I came back, August 4th, I did not turn on a single Ranger game for a pitch for the rest of the year. A pitch.
No. You went to games?
I went to games. Okay. I went to games. Yeah. Yes, I went to like five games in August. I went to a lot of games.
Yeah.
But I did not turn on a game on TV for a single pitch after August 4th.
And I know the Rangers are going to try to spin it like it is about winning and it's about competing and all that stuff, but...
And if I woke up and the game was... And the TV was on that channel...
You don't have to keep going.
I got it off quick as I possibly could.
To Rizzoli and Isles.
Yes.
So now... That's a callback from yesterday, yeah. Tolo. So now, what are you going to tune in for? I want to see this great player, Corey Seager, that can be an MVP.
Yeah.
I want to see Semien. Why did this guy finish top three in the MVP two out of the last 3 years? I want to see if they can, you know, kind of improve Jonathan Gray like they have the other lost causes that they brought in your Mike Miners, in your Lance Lynn's. So there's some intrigue there, and that's what they've solved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sean and RJ. We got WrestleMania tickets to give away. We got Jerry Jones live at 8:30. We got the Rangers making all the headlines in Major League Baseball. Cowboys dealing with COVID and suspensions. And college football as well. Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station. So yesterday was supposed to be about the fallout. Bob Stoops cementing his legendary status even more. Taking over for the Sooners and coaching them in their bowl game. He was sitting down at a presser. Cliff Kingsbury dodging the questions over replacing Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley at his press conference at USC getting off the plane. I think we have to start with the rumor of Lincoln Riley's contract.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
There's no way, right?
I think it's true.
Okay, so this is from Barstool OU. Robert Hefner the Fifth. I don't know. He looks like a Robert Hefner the Fifth with his hairstyle. But this is what he sent out. It blew up. I'm just going to read it just to imagine that my life could ever get to this one day. Lincoln Riley USC contract details. $110 million. USC buying both his homes in Norman for $500,000 over asking. That's next level agent right there who's like, okay, we're going to go ahead. We're going to take this deal, but we got real estate here and we need this real estate to appreciate. We know what type of market it is. Just go to opendoor.com/my offer. So you're going to have to give us $1 million for the two homes. They're buying him a $6 million home in LA and unlimited use of the private jet 24/7 for the family. These are apparently, allegedly, supposedly, the contract details for Lincoln Riley at USC.
And you have to know two things. Number one, one of the houses that they bought for $500,000 over was the one that Lincoln and his family were moving into currently. They were moving into a new home, and now they're moving out of it. And as far as, is this really true? Is this all accurate? It was retweeted by USC Football.
No.
Yeah. USC Football retweeted it.
Like their official account?
Yes.
Why would they retweet that? That makes you look so bad.
I mean,
when we're talking about NIL and kids not getting paid. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You retweeted that? So yesterday, Lincoln Riley started choking up at the Trojan press conference talking about Oklahoma.
I think it would not be fitting for me to recognize the University of Oklahoma, the impact that it had on me, the people there. This was obviously, I told the team earlier, toughest decision of my life to come here. And it's those people there were tremendous to me. And so thank you.
Oh, he dropped the Bayless in there. Yeah. He dropped the... I'm exasperated.
It's like that Woody Harrelson gif where he's crying and he's wiping tears with a wad of money from his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... okay, all right, Lincoln.
What intrigued him about the USC job?
Everything intrigued me. It did. I think the...
Money.
The location.
Money.
I think the history of the program, I think the opportunities here to recruit and build a national championship level roster, the opportunity for my family to live in a new place, to experience new things. I think I've got two young girls, as you mentioned, and for them to be able to experience different things in this life is very, very important for me and my wife. And so we've always kind of been people, we're not scared to take a risk, you know, we're not scared to, I don't see this as a risk, but we're not scared to take a jump. And this was the right time.
God, he's totally right. For my daughters to experience something new. Daddy, can we get ice cream? Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Man, how much would you abuse that, the private jet?
Oh my gosh, I'd be everywhere.
All the time.
I'd go from LA to Hawaii every weekend.
I'd be flying to TJ Maxx to get some socks.
You'd be like Sonny Dykes. They flew Sonny Dykes dropped into TCU Stadium yesterday in a helicopter, and Twitter's like, Yeah, man, that flight from Dallas to Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Man, that'll
long drive, man.
Yeah, what's wrong with the TRE?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right?
You want to win people over, take the TRE instead. Sonny Dykes dropping in the helicopter. So that's Lincoln Riley. Meanwhile, the biggest thing that sucks about this is these two schools not facing each other very often.
Oh, I know. It stinks.
Because now you have blood.
Yep.
Now you have blood, and Bob Stoops just added to it. Bob Stoops was in the team meeting where Lincoln Riley told the guys, I'm out. He's now turning to the villain. OU's AD, Joe Castiglione, said, we were blindsided. We had no idea. They said, yo, Joe, well, what about y'all moving to the SEC? There's rumors Lincoln wasn't down for that. He said, no, we discussed it. He never expressed any disappointment, any worry, any concern. And we got totally blindsided by this. Well, here comes the hero, Bob Stoops, with a message to the OU faithful.
I arrived here on December 1, 1998. There was something to be concerned about. A lot to be concerned about. 4 straight years without a winning record. No bowl games. Da-da-da-da-da. 2 years later, we were 13-0 and won the national championship. This place is in a hell of a lot better shape than it was on December 1, 1998. There's not one guy, one person in the history of this program that's bigger than the program. Coach Switzer, myself, or Lincoln Riley. And what I told the players is they are the program. Players throughout these decades, they are OU football.
Ooh.
Man.
Stoops was trending last night with people saying, I'm ready to run through a wall. And Bob said, I'm going out recruiting tonight.
Yeah, look, he's right. You know, when I was in college, OU football was like a joke.
Da-da-da-da-da.
That's what it was. It was not a good program. It was a program that was always on, seemingly always on probation. It was just a bad program.
Was that December 1 or December 2?
It was December 1.
December 3?
It was December 3.
Whoever says a date like that?
I know, right?
December 1.
You know, my sister is an OU grad.
Well.
She's upset. She texted me last night. He expects us to believe that they offered him the job on Saturday. He didn't know they were interested. Yet he was able to take 4 coaches and recruits in the matter of 12 hours. Do you think we're stupid?
Right.
Yes, he does.
Lincoln, do you want to respond?
He thinks all fans are stupid. Now, it probably doesn't take a whole lot of time to get the coaches to go with you.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to come with me? I got a contract for you. Because they give him a stipend to pay his coaches. That's part of the contract that he's going to get.
Yeah.
And it happens. You know, and like I said yesterday, on social media, you haven't lived until your coach bolts and makes your program a stepping stone.
Which sister is that?
It's my younger one.
That lives where?
She lives here.
Well, but she moved to California.
She did move to California, yeah.
And loved it. What's her name?
Her name is Lori. Laura.
Is it Lori or Laura?
Do you know your sister's name?
Is it Lori or Laura?
Okay. And now it's time to play. Do you know your sister's
her name? Her birth name is Laura.
Okay.
We have called her Lori her entire life.
Why?
Because my mom's sister's name is Laura. She died. They wanted to name her after her, but not call her by the name.
Okay.
Well, when we moved to Texas, or when she moved, we all moved here. Yeah. You know, she wanted to go by Laura. She became a little pretentious for my liking, and she now has people call her Laura.
She became pretentious because she moved to Cali, paying San Fran real estate. Has a winery in her house downstairs with the cellar, so she should be understanding Lincoln Riley the most.
No, she moved back.
Yeah.
She moved back. She went to California for a while.
Loved it, you said. Loved it. Can't get her out of there.
She liked California. You know, and then she came here. And she is California in our Texas, if you know
what
I mean.
Great story there.
Thank you, Dawson. Yeah. Meanwhile, Cliff Kingsbury, who Adam Schefter said was the new target for the Sooners, he was asked about the rumor that Oklahoma was interested in him.
Yeah, Cliff, why not just say I have no interest in the Oklahoma job?
Yeah, we're in season. We're at 9-2. Just not a topic I want to touch on right now.
Said he was catching up on Queen of the South that Sunday.
Ooh, have you seen that? I haven't seen that.
I've watched a little bit of it.
It's good.
They filmed some of it here, maybe a lot of it here. I'm trying to remember.
I prefer Song of the South. Sweet potato pie.
Nice Alabama reference. I like it. And three, if I don't, two,
if I don't
one.
Remember what I was talking about, 3-2-1, it was going to be 3-2-1. I know, but it was no. Arizona was on their bye.
Yeah.
And Sunday, he said he'd shut down the world. Yeah. He was in his media room and he was just binging Queen of the South. And when all these rumors and his phone lit up, he didn't get into it. This is what you call negotiation.
That's all this is. He's got a 1 year left on his deal, and he's trying to get a new deal. Because
he needs to scare Arizona
yeah.
and make Oklahoma think that he's keeping the door open.
Because, like, this... All right, let's just go through the rundown of logistics that it would take for an NFL coach to leave for college. Okay. It's much easier to go the other way. The signing day is, like, 2 weeks away. Okay? So, the early signing day is December 15th-ish. He'd be inundated with rumors. He would lose the locker room because his quarterback happens to be an alum of the school that he would be going to. So, he would have a ton of people he knows in the athletic department that would give him the behind-the-scenes deal. So, Kingsbury would lose his team in Arizona. OU would also be late to the recruiting party if he was going to let him go. He's not going to leave a 9-2 team that has Super Bowl chances with 6 weeks to go to take over the OU job.
Well, can they wait? Can OU wait till after the season ends to get their next coach?
They could wait till after the season ends, but two problems arise. One, they lose out on recruits for this year.
Yeah.
And two, the moment we get past, I don't know, Friday without a coach at OU, do you know what happens? Everyone assumes they've already got their guy, that it's Kingsbury, and he's going to lose the locker room. Because the longer OU goes without a coach, it only gets to point to one person, a guy in the NFL.
Meanwhile, Spencer Rattler announced his transfer. So, we probably don't have enough time for this. I didn't understand this. Yesterday, everyone's like, this is the most obvious decision. Everyone knew this was happening, that Rattler was going to transfer. Wouldn't he have a problem with Lincoln Riley? Lincoln Riley's the one who benched him.
He is, but, you know, I mean.
So I didn't get that all yesterday. Unless we're just totally assuming that Caleb Williams is the guy, took his spot, it's over. I was like, if Lincoln's gone, wouldn't Rattler be more prone to stay?
Did Lincoln Riley bench him or did the Sooners fan base?
Yeah, that's true.
You're right. Lincoln Riley benched him, but yeah, you probably can't come back from the fan base.
Right, and these kids don't care where they play. They just don't want to compete. He doesn't want to have to compete with Caleb Williams. I get it, right? You know, your time is limited. You don't want to compete with somebody. You want to go somewhere and get a job, your starting job, because they've got a draft to make.
Yeah.
So this is totally expected.
Dan Quinn is your new Cowboys head coach. Is Zeke Elliott going to be on the field? He'll be taking on, it looks like, a new quarterback from New Orleans on Thursday night. Russell Wilson of the Seahawks are absolutely broken, and hopefully the ankle of Kristaps is not broken after the Mavs lost to Cleveland. Headlines on a Tolo Tuesday with Sean and RJ next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.